Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days, that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus, that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, each into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. To be taxed with Miriam his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should deliver. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the guest chamber. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, the angel of Yahshua came upon them, and the glory of Yahshua shone around them, and they were in great fear. And the angel said to them, "Do not fear, for behold, I bring you good the news of great joy which shall be for all people. For there is born to you this day, in the city of David, a Savior, who is the Messiah the Master. And this shall be a sign for you, you shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising Elohim and saying, "Glory to Elohim in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." And it came to pass, when the angels had departed from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even to Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which Yahshua has made known to us." And they came with hurry and found Miriam and Joseph, and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told to them concerning this child. And all those who heard it, wondered at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Miriam kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising Elohim for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told to them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Yahshua, who was so named by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to Yahshua. As it is written in the law of Yahshua, every male who is the firstborn of his mother shall be called holy to Yahshua. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of Yahshua, a pair of turtle doves, or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem, whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death, before he had seen Yeshua's Messiah. And he came inspired by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Yahshua, to do for him after the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms, and blessed Elohim and said, "Yahshua, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people. A light to enlighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken concerning him. And Simeon blessed them, and said to Miriam his mother, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. And a sword shall pierce through your own soul also, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served Elohim with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise to Yahshua, and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of Yahshua, they returned into Galilee, to their own city Nazareth. And the child grew, and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of Elohim was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Yahshua stayed behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother did not know of it. But they, supposing him to be in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you thus dealt with us? Behold, your father and I have sought you sorrowing." And he said to them, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" And they did not understand the saying which he spoke to them. And he went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and was subject to them, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Yeshua increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with Elohim and man.